May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Have you ever expected a very important guest at your home? You know, someone that you really wanted to welcome well. Perhaps it was your boss from work coming over for dinner. Or maybe it was a long-lost family member that you hadn't seen for a while. Or maybe it was even the pastor, right? I've been welcomed pretty nicely into some of your homes. Well, what do you do to prepare for the arrival of a very special guest? Do you cook a big, delicious meal or maybe bake up a special dessert? Do you mow the lawn or rake leaves or perhaps on a day like today, shovel the snow and throw some salt on the walk? Do you put on some nice background music or place a vase of fresh flowers on the table? Maybe pick up a special bottle of wine to share with your guest. Well, however you would prepare for your special guest, I am guessing that you would probably do some cleaning, right? We all tend to do some cleaning when someone's coming over to the house, maybe dusting, vacuuming, or sweeping. We might even scrub the kitchen or the bathroom, or at the very least, we would brush those crumbs off the kitchen counter, right? We would do some cleaning. Well, my mom was always very big on cleaning up the entire house, top to bottom, before guests came over. It did not matter who it was or what the activity was. If guests were coming over, we knew we were going to be cleaning the whole house. It might have been a family gathering with aunts, uncles, and cousins, or it might have been just my brother or my teenage friends coming over. Or it might have been a summer barbecue outside with friends. But no matter the occasion, no matter the guest, my mom always made sure everything was in order. House cleaned, messes tidied up, inside and out looking neat. And I remember thinking that it was just a little bit silly to do all of this preparation, like especially for some of these guests. My teenage friends or our cousins were not even going to notice all the work that my mom had put in, and they very well might leave more of a mess behind them. But now, I find myself doing the same thing. The same thing as my mom. Anytime anyone is expected at our house, I clean. And though you might not be the fanatic about it that my mom can be, I am guessing you do too. But if you were to stop and to ask your guests if they needed all of that cleaning, all of that preparation, all of the stress that can go with it, what do you think your guests would say? What would they say? No, I see you shaking your head. No, they're going to tell you, no, don't make a fuss. It's okay. You don't have to prepare for me. Some of them might even say, I came to see you and not your house, right? Our guests often don't mind all the preparations that we make, but you would still do the preparation because it mattered to you. Today in the gospel, we hear John the Baptist's proclamation, prepare the way of the Lord. In our first reading, the prophet Isaiah tells us that the whole earth will prepare. Mountains will be laid low, valleys will be lifted up, uneven places will be made level. And in the letter of 2 Peter, it says that all that we know, the elements of the earth, the heavens themselves, will dissolve and pass away at the coming of the Lord. This is no small preparation John is calling for. It's not merely wiping the crumbs off the kitchen counter. This is a total transformation of all of creation. And how does John say that this transformation takes place? Baptism. A baptism of repentance. John calls for a thorough scrubbing, a washing, a good cleaning of our spiritual houses in preparation for God's arrival. The gossip we repeat cleaned up. The grudges from the past that gather like dust bunnies in the corners of our lives swept away. our inattention to the poor attended to, our captivity to our culture and its misguided values cleaned out. We, as disciples of Jesus, have much to clean to get ready for God's arrival. But the word repentance doesn't mean only cleaning out and picking up. The word literally means a total transformation, a total renewal, a total turning around. Repentance is not cleaning out and cleaning up only. It's a total transformation of life as we've known it. It is no small task. The coming of God calls for a complete renewal of our hearts, our minds, and our bodies. Yet the truth is, we can never, on our own, get our houses completely in order for God to enter. Just how we never really, if we're honest about it, get our homes completely in order before the guests arrive. Well, maybe you do, but I never do. I never get everything done before the guests show up. Just when I think the whole house is in order, I show the guests to the guest bedroom, and I totally forgot to make the bed for them. Or in the middle of that last-minute vacuuming, the guest arrives 10 minutes early, and the rug is covered in cat hair still. Or try as I might to remember everything, I just forgot to pick up the wine on the way home from work. When it comes to preparing ourselves for the arrival of God, there will always be one more spot we missed. There will always be that one shelf we failed to dust, that one crumb that we didn't and couldn't see. Our repentance, our transformation is never fully complete, at least not in this life. And so today, we need to make sure that we hear the full message of John the Baptist. What's needed is repentance for the forgiveness of sins. For the forgiveness. When we have done all that we can do to prepare for God to come into our lives, God does one more thing. God washes away what we ourselves cannot clean. Advent is all about waiting, preparing, hoping, longing for the arrival of God. And when God comes, it is not because our house is in order, but God comes to see us because God loves us. I came to see you, not your house. The guest becomes the host. The one for whom we prepare and clean, in the end, cleanses us. The one to whom the gifts are given becomes the gift. Our Advent attitude, our attitude as the people of God, as the ones always preparing, it's both one of repentance and one of thankfulness for God's gifts of grace. Our Advent attitude is both one of transformation and one of gratefulness for the blind eye that God turns on the dust bunnies we missed. Living in that way, while constantly working to please our loving God, but living still in humility that we'll never get it all right, that way of life leads to love, to service, to forgiveness and mercy. It leads to sharing what we have and giving to those in need. It leads to welcome for the stranger and prayer for our enemies. In short, this way of life prepares not only our hearts and our homes, but the whole world for the coming of God. This Christmas, my mom is coming for a visit, and I'm really looking forward to it. We have not been together on Christmas for 6 years. There will definitely be some serious cleaning in the Trubiweller household. There will be cooking and tidying up and gift buying and all sorts of preparations. But inevitably, I will miss a spot. Yet my mom comes to visit me, not because my house is in order, but because she loves me. And when she spies that spot that I missed, she will pick up a dust rag herself and clean it up. For this season to prepare and for a God who catches every spot we miss. Thanks be to God. Amen.